Good afternoon, 4:30 and 62 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
And I'm Courtney Howe.
Clean call, right? Clean call. I have already eliminated a devastating anti-coal regulation.
President Trump is again promising the return of coal jobs to Kentucky.
A couple charged in Florida murder appears in a Huntington courtroom today.
And the Scioto County Justice Center is accused of running afoul of the law.
In sports, the Round County High School has a new girls basketball coach.
Bud Luke has the business news.
Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain, lows around 34 degrees. The complete forecast is coming up after this news.
Two people charged in a Florida murder with tri-state connections waived extradition at a hearing in Huntington today and are being returned to the Sunshine State. Roy Nichols and Kayla Collier are accused in the death of Tricia Freeman in Palmetto, Florida. Their abandoned car was found in Ashland's Central Park last Thursday. Todd Kelly is Ashland's police chief. He spoke at a press conference.
Evidence was obtained that Nichols murdered Tricia Freeman with involvement by Collier. Both revealed that Freeman was murdered in Florida and her body was discarded there and not here in the tri-state area.
Nichols is charged with second-degree murder. Collier is accused of being an accessory to the killing. The victim was Collier's mother and the alleged killer is her boyfriend.
A Moorhead man landed behind bars Saturday after police say he stole two vehicles and took police on a chase across four counties. The Moorhead News reports 30-year-old Gary Thomas allegedly stole a vehicle in Round County and drove to Montgomery County, where he was involved in a hit-and-run near a gas station along Exit 113 and I-64. Officials say Thomas crashed a second time near Old Owingsville Road. A bypasser stopped to check on Thomas. That's when Thomas flashed a firearm at the Montgomery County resident and stole their vehicle. Police finally captured Thomas as he tried to flee on foot on Clintonville Road in Clark County after he crashed the second stolen vehicle. Thomas is lodged in the Montgomery County Jail. He is facing several charges, including wanton endangerment, first-degree robbery, operating a motor vehicle under the influence, theft of a motor vehicle, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Portsmouth police are searching for a man who reportedly robbed a gas station at knife point early this morning. According to WSAZ, a man held up Clark's Pump and Shop on Scioto Trail just before 3 a.m. Police say the suspect escaped with cash. They say it's the second time the business has been robbed in the last 8 days.
Kentucky State Police say a missing Pendleton County girl has been found. 17-year-old Haley Pinsinger of Plymouth had not been seen since last Thursday evening when she'd stopped at a gas station in her hometown. Authorities say Pinsinger showed up for classes at her school yesterday. Trooper David Jones of the Dry Ridge Post says authorities don't yet know where the teen was for the last several days.
No, not as of yet. We suspect she might have been with an acquaintance, a possible boyfriend, but we can't confirm or deny that right now.
Jones says the family and those searching for Pinsinger are breathing a sigh of relief. He says the girl had gone missing for a short time once before. The KSB continues to investigate the matter.
An audit of the Star Community Justice Center in Scioto County has found fraud and misuse of public funds. The report was released today by Ohio Auditor Dave Yost. He says the findings show money being spent illegally across the country on hotels, liquor, and trips to a Columbus strip club. He says much of the over $20,000 that was fraudulently spent went for conferences that were used as cover for self-indulgent vacations. Yost says 11 directors and employees benefited from the misspent funds, with the agency's deputy director, Josh Saunders, accounting for over $12,000. He says the special audit began after Saunders was fired in April 2015.
An Eastern Kentucky senator is taking a wait-and-see approach to the legislation that enacts performance-based funding for the Commonwealth's post-secondary education system. 27th District Republican Steve West's district includes Round County, the home of Moorhead State University. West says one point of contention he has regarding the bill is how it places the universities of Kentucky and Louisville in the same funding pool as MSU and the state's other regional universities, which have different missions and service areas. He thinks that could put those schools at a disadvantage when it comes to competing for state money.
The counter argument to that has been made that everybody has the same opportunity. So, and more, if you start an advantage to someone like Morehead is that if you start at a little bit different level, you will have more chance of attainment, of climbing the ladder, so to speak, and you'll be rewarded for that.
The performance-based funding bill has cleared the legislature and now awaits Governor Bevin's signature. While it's not scheduled for review by lawmakers until 2018, West promises that he'll keep an eye on how it's working on an annual basis.
State Representative Rocky Adkins also says he's concerned about the new performance-based funding model for universities adopted by the Kentucky legislature. The Morehead Democrat and other lawmakers discussed the new law Monday on KET's Kentucky Tonight. The formula gradually moves the state to a system that apportions funding for higher education based on enrollment, retention, the number of degrees conferred, and other things. Adkins thinks the plan should have made allowances for regional factors.
I worry about it from more at state standpoint because in eastern Kentucky, we've got some really unique challenges in East Kentucky. We got a depopulation of a region because of the downturn in the coal economy. We've got a situation to where we're trying our best under this bill. You got to, the number of degrees got to continue to increase over time.
And Adkins says that'll be difficult to accomplish with an eroding population base. However, Republican Senator Robert Stivers of Clay County says performance-based funding should work to the advantage of Kentucky students.
We have students coming out of our higher education institutions who have debt and then complain that they can't find jobs. Why is that? It's because our universities have not fashioned themselves to work on those areas where there is a need.
Stivers says the new model rewards schools which meet that need.
The head of Morehead State University's Board of Regents believes Dr. Jay Morgan is the right man at the right time to become the school's next president. According to Paul Goodpaster, Morgan's successful visit to campus earlier this month to meet with officials, faculty and staff, students and local residents proved that he's the ideal fit for the school and the community.
Especially as we move forward in kind of the unknown from the standpoint of funding and student recruitment, retention, those kinds of things.
Goodpaster says it helps that Morgan would come to MSU from the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education, where he was a chief architect of the performance-based funding model, a system that the state will use next year to pay for its colleges and universities. Goodpaster is currently completing a contract with Morgan and hopes to announce his hiring next week. Morehead State needs to replace current president Dr. Wayne Andrews, who retires June 30th.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear wants to join in an open records dispute between Kentucky State University and a student newspaper. Beshear's office said today he filed a motion in Franklin Circuit Court seeking to intervene. At issue is KSU's refusal to turn over records related to an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. The University of Kentucky's student newspaper is seeking the records. In January, Beshear found KSU violated open records laws by denying the records to a Kentucky Colonel reporter. KSU challenged Beshear's decision by suing the student newspaper, since a university cannot sue the Attorney General. Beshear's office says KSU refused to provide the records to the AG's office for confidential review. Beshear says KSU's lawsuit is an attack on transparency laws. KSU did not immediately comment.
State Representative John Sims says the closing of two coal-fired power plants in Ohio's Adams County next year underscores the need for more economic development in Northeast Kentucky. The Democrats' district includes Mason and Fleming counties. Sims says Dayton Power and Light's decision to retire the Stewart and Killian stations is going to hurt the area. He spoke with KET about the situation.
They approximately employ 300 to 500 people in that region. And, you know, and that affects my counties as a whole. So those are great paying jobs that they're going to lose. So, you know, getting some more infrastructure up there, more business, more jobs created is one of my goals.
DP&L says it will shut down the plants in the summer of 2018 because they are no longer economically viable.
President Trump used his appearance in Louisville Monday to promise the return of coal jobs to Kentucky. The Republican says he has already issued one coal-friendly regulation since taking office, and more are on the way.
A lot of people are going to be put back to work. A lot of coal miners are going back to work. As we speak, we are preparing new executive actions to save our coal industry and to save our wonderful coal miners from continuing to be put out of work. The miners are coming back.
Eastern Kentucky has lost more than 7,000 coal mining jobs over the past decade.
President Trump is giving a federal judge in Kentucky a promotion. KNN's Will Clark has details.
The president has nominated Amul Thapar to a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. The son of Indian-American immigrants, he was appointed to the district court for the Eastern District of Kentucky by George W. Bush in 2008. Thapar was also the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Kentucky prior to being appointed to the bench, and also served in U.S. attorney's offices in Ohio and Washington, D.C. prior to that. Thapar must now clear the Senate confirmation process before he can take the position. I'm Will Clark.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll fight a proposal to eliminate a 52-year-old federal agency that seeks to create jobs. McConnell told WYMT Saturday that he's opposed to the plan to do away with the Appalachian Regional Commission, which is contained in President Trump's budget for fiscal 2018. In fact, McConnell said, "We are not going to allow any cuts to the commission." The commission works to create jobs in 420 counties across 13 states. Those who have benefited include unemployed workers in the struggling coal fields of Kentucky and West Virginia.
Senator Mitch McConnell says the American people expect majority Republicans in the House and Senate to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The Kentucky Republicans spoke at a press conference in Washington this afternoon.
I think we have an obligation to the American people to do what we called for in 10, 12, 14, and 16, that if we had the opportunity, if the American people gave us a president who would sign a repeal and replace bill, we would do it. I think it's a pretty strong obligation to the American people. Almost all of our candidates who've been elected have made that commitment, and we're hoping to keep it.
McConnell says it shouldn't be a surprise that there are many different viewpoints among Republicans on how to restructure the health care system. He says that's what legislating is all about, and he's confident they can get the job done.
Officials in Northern Kentucky are announcing a new initiative aimed at helping prevent drug abuse. A statement from the Northern Kentucky Health Department says State Representative Adia Wooshner has collaborated with Representative Kim Moser, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals, and several local officials and businesses to launch a program that will provide free drug disposal pouches to ensure that medications are properly disposed of. The statement says officials will announce details of the initiative Thursday at the Boone County Sheriff's Office in Burlington.
According to a new report from the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, while one of the benefits of the Affordable Care Act was supposed to be a decreased demand on hospital emergency rooms, the number of trips to ERs in Kentucky largely remain unchanged. While this is disappointing to some, it comes as no surprise to the agency's president and CEO, Ben Chandler.
I think it's a little bit of a cultural thing in Kentucky to begin with. I think it takes a little time, though, to get people out of their normal patterns.
According to Chandler, the opioid problem in Kentucky has contributed to the lack of a decline in ER visits in the state. The report, though, did find that the number of visits reported as charity care or self-pay went down from 23% in 2012 to less than 6% by the end of last year. Chandler and other medical professionals are encouraging people to seek care from a doctor and urgent care center to avoid costly emergency room visits.
We will have more on that story in just a couple of minutes coming up on our feature report. And finally, this afternoon, the Ohio Trucking Association is objecting to the way some revenues from the state's proposed $7.8 billion transportation budget for fiscal 2018 should be spent. Tom Bowser is president of the OTA, which represents 1,000 trucking firms and warehouses. He says there's too much money being funneled into programs that don't pay for road and bridge repairs.
This budget, in our view, still diverts too much funding to projects that have little or no impact on protecting our highway infrastructure. Diverting funds to sources that do not pay into the highway fund, like transit, interpretive projects, bicycle paths, and quote-unquote smart projects, only robs from the funding to fulfill its true purpose, roads and bridges.
Bowser testified before a Senate committee Monday. The Ohio House has already approved the budget.
And taking a look at your weather forecast for the MSPR listening area, tonight expect cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain showers, lows around 34 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny skies, highs around 44. Tomorrow night, cloudy with lows around 25 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy skies, high around 58. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 47. Friday, cloudy skies with highs reaching 69 degrees. And taking a look at the current temperatures around the region, it is 58 degrees in Ashland and Flemingsburg, 57 in Inez, Lexington at 61 degrees, 60 degrees in Winchester, and it's currently 62 degrees on the campus of Morehead State University.
4:46, you are listening to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. It's great to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. On our feature segment, emergency room visits remain largely unchanged in Kentucky 3 years after the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. That's according to the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. Well, that may surprise some. Analysts believe that fact is largely due to cultural habits and the state's growing opioid problem. The Kentucky News Connection's Stephanie Carson has details.
One of the projected benefits of the Affordable Care Act was a decreased demand on emergency rooms in states such as Kentucky. 3 years after the ACA was implemented, the number of visits remains generally the same. That's according to a new report from the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. While their findings may be disappointing to some, Ben Chandler with the Foundation says old habits die hard.
I think it's a little bit of a cultural thing in Kentucky to begin with. I think it takes a little time, though, to get people out of their normal patterns.
Chandler adds that increased incidences of opioid use and overdoses also are believed to have increased the number of visits in recent years. The report did find that the proportion of ER visits hospitals reported as charity care or self-pay dropped from 23% in 2012 to less than 6% by the end of last year. The reduction of uncompensated care has lightened the financial burden on the state's hospitals. Chandler says if the Congressional Budget Office's analysis is right, the loss of health coverage for thousands in the Bluegrass State won't make the shift away from emergency care any easier.
That'll be a problem as far as ER use is concerned and many other things. When you have insurance, you're going to be more likely to get care the right way.
Chandler and other medical experts urge citizens to seek preventive care from a doctor or in more acute illnesses, urgent care before visiting the ER, where visits can be costly and the demand detracts from life-threatening emergencies. I'm Stephanie Carson for the Kentucky News Connection.
4:49, All Things Considered from NPR is coming up at 5 o'clock, and Braxton has sports right now.
Good afternoon with Morehead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. Brown County now has a new head coach for their girls basketball program. Ed Jones was named the new head man today at a press conference. Brown Principal Ray Ginter says it was Jones' resume that landed him the job.
He has had three players that were All-Americans. He's had one player that was a McDonald's All-American. He's won over 300 games. He's been to the regional tournament 13 times. Coach's team to the Sweet 16 state tournament four times. Two times he made the Elite Eight.
was ranked in the top 10 eight times. He's been the coach of the year three times.
Jones says he plans on bringing the winning ways back to what he calls a historic Round Girls program.
All you have to do is step into the gymnasium, and all you have to do is look on the wall, and you look at the 1,000-point banners. Look up in the rafters and see the Sweet 16 appearances, the regional championships, the Final Four appearance. Now, my job is to bring that past to the future. I plan on bringing those regional championships, those state appearances. That's my goal.
Jones last coached at Middlesboro High School from 2000 to 2007. He also coached in the state of Florida for 19 years in the 1980s and 90s. Having the interim tag removed from his title should help Morehead State men's basketball coach Preston Spradlin's recruiting efforts. Spradlin knows that programs trying to sign the same players that MSU wants can no longer use the uncertainty surrounding the Eagles head coach situation as a negative recruiting tactic.
Ultimately, I don't think that's a very effective tactic, but it's good. It's a good thing now that's something that they can't hold against us, and I think we've got a lot of momentum and a lot of positives from this year that we can really build on going forward and turn it into a great thing.
With only eight players from this year's roster expected back next season, Spradlin has a lot of work to do on the spring recruiting trail. Despite taking charge of the Wildcats in recent games, Kentucky point guard De'Aaron Fox insists he is not the man on the team. The freshman has stepped up and provided UK with some strong on-the-floor leadership in clutch situations.
It's been a couple of games like that. First one was, I think, Mississippi State. Then I think the SEC tournament, I was really good down the stretch. And also the Georgia game at Georgia, I was good down the stretch. So it's just been a few games. You know, we don't have a go-to person down the stretch just because we got multiple guys that can get it done. So, I mean, if it's my turn, I do it.
Fox had 14 points in UK's Sunday NCAA tournament win over Wichita State, making several big plays at key times. The Cats are preparing for their Sweet 16 contest against UCLA on Friday night in Memphis. Some notes from around college basketball. Texas A&M big man Robert Williams has announced that he will be returning to school for his sophomore year. Williams was being projected as a top 10 pick in this year's NBA draft. LSU has hired VCU head coach Will Wade as their new head man, replacing Johnny Jones. And VCU has hired Rice's head coach Mike Rhodes to replace Wade. After seeing its 8-game win streak end Sunday with a 4-2 loss at Belmont, the Morehead State baseball team returns to action in just a few minutes. Coach Mike McGuire's 13-6 Eagles have a 5 o'clock game at Ohio University.
It's a ball game we want to get. I told the guys we had a nice 8-game win streak. Win streaks are hard to come by in college baseball, any level of baseball. Win streaks are tough. That's why 2 out of 3 is always a good weekend. So told the guys it was a nice win streak, and it's time to start another one.
The Eagles will be out to avenge a 15-3 beatdown they suffered last season at the hands of the Bobcats on their home field. Ohio is 11-7 for 2017. Acquired from the Yankees a couple of seasons ago in a deal that sent Arado Chapman to the Bronx, pitcher Rookie Davis is looking to make the Cincinnati Reds roster out of spring camp. The 23-year-old Davis has made 4 exhibition appearances, compiling an ERA of 3.27 in 11 innings. He told Fox Sports that he's also spent the past few weeks trying to learn from veterans Bronson Arroyo and Homer Bailey.
Yeah, they've helped me out a lot. You know, Homer last year was a, you know, a guy that I watched whenever I was in high school, my early years of pro ball. And, you know, being in the room with him, you know, you had the sense that he was the veteran here and that, you know, he's a guy that I've always, you know, watched very carefully. You know, they've done a great job, and I appreciate all the information they give me.
The Reds, meanwhile, have announced that Scott Feldman will be their opening day starter against the Phillies. And finally in sports, the Cincinnati Bengals have added some help for their defense. MSPR's Chuck Mirage reports.
The team has signed Arizona free agent linebacker Kevin Minter for the 2017 season. The Cardinals' second-round draft pick in 2013, Minter last season had 81 total tackles, including a career-high 3.5 sacks. The 6-foot, 246-pound Minter is expected to see time at both middle linebacker and will linebacker for the Bengals and will generally be working with veterans Ray Maluga and Vontaze Burfict. He replaces Carlos Dansby on Cincinnati's roster. He recently left as a free agent. Reporting for MSPR Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
One last note from the NFL. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton will have surgery to repair a partially torn rotator cuff on his throwing shoulder. The team announced the former MVP will miss the offseason workouts, but is expected to be back for the start of training camp in late July. That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Athletics online at msueagles.com. Eagle Baseball will host Eastern Kentucky for three games this weekend, Friday at 3 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from National and offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. equities posted their worst day of the year as banks face pressure from falling yields while investors turn their eyes to a key House vote. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 237.85 at 20,668.01. The S&P 500 was down 29.45 at 2344.02. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 107.7 at 5793.83. And New York Stock Exchange breadth was 23-6 in favor of losing stocks over winners. Banks were particularly hard hit today as interest rates actually dropped on the benchmark 10-year note as the 10-year note finished around 2.42% after earlier being as high as 2.5%. The Spider S&P Bank Exchange Traded Fund was very weak today, as was the Regional Banking Exchange Traded Fund, with both falling more than 4.5%. The NASDAQ Composite reached a fresh all-time high before closing lower. Shares of Apple hit an all-time high intraday after the firm announced a new version of its 9.7-inch iPad and special editions for the iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. The small-cap Russell 2000 underperformed, falling around 2%, and retail stocks also took a hit as the Spider S&P Retail Exchange Traded Fund dropped nearly 2%, this after Representative Kevin Brady, the Republicans' chief tax writer in the House, said that a border adjustment tax will probably appear in the final tax reform plan. Wall Street also focused on the oil markets as crude briefly rebounded on the possibility of an OPEC supply cut extension. West Texas Intermediate did erase earlier gains to settle almost 2% lower at $47.34 a barrel. And, of course, oil has been under pressure recently as oversupply concerns push prices below $50, which is considered a key technical level. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Coca-Cola and Chevron. The worst performers were Goldman Sachs and Caterpillar. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Chipotle and Duke Energy, and the worst performers were KeyCorp and Huntington Bank shares. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down $2.05 at $120.89, CSX down $1.26 at $45.62, AEP up $0.85 at $66.98, AK Steel down $0.87 at $7.41, Marathon Petroleum down $1.26 at $49.24, and U.S. Bancorp is down $1.55 to finish at $52.69. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And taking one last look at your weather forecast for the MSPR listening area, tonight expect cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain showers, lows around 34 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny skies, highs around 44. Tomorrow night, clouds with lows around 25 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy skies, high of 58 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows around 47. Friday, cloudy with highs reaching 69 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy, lows around 51 degrees. And for your Saturday, cloudy skies, highs reaching 71 degrees. Taking a look at the current temperatures around the region, it's 58 degrees in Ashland and Flemingsburg, 57 degrees in Inez, 61 in Lexington, 60 in Winchester, and it's currently 62 degrees on the campus of Morehead State University.
That does it for us on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had assistance from Chuck Moraz, Braxton Howard, Tilden Johnson, and Victoria Agee. From the Kentucky News Connection, Stephanie Carson, and from the Kentucky News Network, Will Clark. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Courtney Howell and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, Morehead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.